with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Ukraine claims its sea drones sank a Russian ship. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Ukraine says sea drones were used to take out a Russian warship in the Black Sea. Ukraine's military intelligence agency, known by its Ukrainian acronym GUR, published a video it said showed naval drones assaulting the Russian missile-armed cutter Ivanovets on Wednesday night. Meanwhile, Russian investigators alleged that a Russian military transport plane that crashed last month was brought down by two U.S.-made Patriot missiles fired by Kyiv's forces. Disinformation has been part of the grinding war, which marks its second anniversary on February 24th, and it's not possible to independently verify either side's claims. I'm Norman Hall.
President Biden is sanctioning four Israeli settlers who attacked Palestinians in the West Bank. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
According to the president's executive order, the four settlers were involved in acts of violence as well as threats and attempts to destroy or seize Palestinian property. The U.S. action imposes financial sanctions and visa bans against the four individuals. Mr. Biden has maintained that Israel has a right to defend itself, but he's facing growing criticism from Arab Americans for his response to the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. Greg Clugston, Washington.
One of the nation's largest real estate brokerages has agreed to pay $70 million as part of a proposed settlement to resolve more than a dozen lawsuits across the country over agent commissions. The agreement was filed Thursday with federal courts overseeing lawsuits in Illinois and Missouri. On Wall Street, a good day as the Dow was up by 369 points. The Nasdaq rose 197, with the S&P 500 advancing 60 points. This is SRN News. Religious Americans are more civically engaged.
According to the latest from the Pew Research Center, people who follow a particular faith are more likely to be active in the life of their community and country than are those people who define themselves as non-religious. 51% of religiously affiliated Americans voted in the 2022 midterms versus 39% of the non-affiliated. People of faith are also more likely to have attended a government meeting or volunteered their time. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Budweiser's bringing back its iconic Clydesdales this year in its Super Bowl ad. It's part of an effort by Anheuser-Busch to win back consumer sentiment following last year's disastrous Bud Light campaign involving transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney, a man living as a woman. The backlash cost millions in sales, knocked Bud Light out as America's top beer, and prompted the firing of three company executives. This is SRN News. A military veteran who helped subdue a man who attacked Connecticut's first Muslim state representative faces a misdemeanor assault charge.
Although Jason Spencer helped subdue the attacker, police allege he went too far when he kicked the man in the face. Spencer says everyone should intervene when they see someone who needs help, and he's seeking to have the assault charge erased from his record after a period of probation. State lawmaker Maryam Khan was attacked last June after attending a prayer service in Hartford. The suspect faces several criminal charges. Rich Thomason reporting.
Authorities have found alive a Roman Catholic cardinal who disappeared this week in western Panama near the border with Costa Rica. Panama's Episcopal Conference said that Spanish Cardinal Jose Luis Lacunza had been found after last being seen Tuesday. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.